When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, what's up? It is Lost Zane Recordings Free View Time. Here we go. From my radio days at 107.3 WBBL, I'll give you a little taste of the full show that we did. I've been releasing them in order, okay, on my Patreon. From the first show that I did in April 2016 all the way to the bitter ugly end in January. I think it was January, what was it? I don't know. It doesn't matter. January whatever, 2019. And all of those in between. Okay, we're at December 2016 right now. Ben has just been dealt into the team. Julius has not yet decided to quit. And there you go. Enjoy this free view. You can get the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's my Patreon where I put a ton of content up there. If you like my free podcast, that is a terrific accompaniment for it. Gives you about an extra 15 hours of stuff to listen to each and every week so you don't get bored, okay? 15 hours in addition to the 10 or so that I put out on the free podcast each and every week. That's a lot. That's a lot of yapping. 10 bucks a month. I'm sorry, $5 a month is all the audio on the Patreon. 10 bucks a month is all the audio, the video, and the live streams. It includes a Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Lost Zane Recordings, daily Patreon bonus, Insane Asylum, and Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. Wow. Oh, not to mention, I just added a new segment called Radio Behind the Curtain. I can't really get into exactly what that is, but it is a video segment, which occasionally I'll throw the audio up too. I can't even say. But it's there. It's part of what you subscribe for. What you subscribe to. Okay, anyway, I've babbled on long enough. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. Show. The hell is today's date, Julius?
The 20th.
I think tomorrow is the shortest day of the year.
At least that means it's over, right?
It's weird because, no, actually. I mean, in terms of the getting darker and darker and darker. Slowly, it will get lighter and lighter and lighter from now till June. But it's also, like, midweek is the official start of winter. So that kind of brings it all back.
Yeah.
It's like, balls. Yesterday wasn't a bad day, though, man. It was plenty of sunshine, but it was just so stupidly cold.
Like, you look outside, and you're like, oh, it's kind of a nice day. You go outside.
Yeah. Right now, it's 13, but with the wind, it feels like minus 2. You'll see sun today as well, again. But, you know. And it'll warm up today with a...
It's going to be a balmy like 15 or something?
31.
Oh.
Which is...
That's not bad.
No, it's... And it'll be windy today. They're saying that winds will be up over 20 miles an hour for most of the day. So you won't even notice that's 31.
Hey, this weekend's looking pretty nice. No sarcasm either.
No.
35, 40, 39 going into Monday. What is Monday? Is Monday Christmas? No, that's Christmas Day observed.
Sunday. Yeah, you're right. Christmas Day observed is Monday. Sunday is Christmas.
40 and rain.
Yeah, that's it.
Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, so Santa's going to be traveling.
Santa's going to be way down.
Yeah, he will. You know, that cotton suit. He never really... He's such a traditionalist. He doesn't...
For the polyester.
He doesn't have rain gear, which is a problem. Yeah. I saw Santa yesterday. Santa showed up at our meal that we had. We shared with our veteran families, our military families, and the people that nominated them. We had 6 military families and people that nominated them. So 40, 50 people at the American Legion is that Granville? So it's right by Johnson Park. It's on Wilson. It's where we did the live show. And so, you know, we have the meal. distinctive catering.
Mm.
What is the deal? Can you help me with events coordinator Marcus Bradman and the poinsettias? You've been here a long time.
I have no idea. We still don't know. I think he knows a guy.
You know that that's his thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because Marcus comes in and very kindly gives poinsettias to everybody in the building. I walked into my office.
Well, that's what he uses, though. Hey, if he gets in trouble, like, hey, but I got everyone poinsettias. Is it poinsettia or poinsettia?
I asked that question to Kelsey yesterday.
Should I ask Marcus? He's the czar of poinsettias.
He says poinsettias.
Okay. But we can't trust him.
But Kelsey says poinsettia, and I asked her, and I said, why can't we trust Marcus? What?
I meant in terms of the English language.
Kelsey said, oh, yeah, it's poinsettias. I go, are you sure? She's like, yes, it is. It's poinsettias. I go, okay, all right. Well, Marcus gave everybody a poinsettia. So the thing is, though, I heard that those things are, like, toxic to, like, pets.
Yes. Cats especially.
Yeah, I've
dogs, it depends on the dog.
I can't bring the poinsettia in my house. I've got to give it to somebody.
No, your dogs would eat it. Well, O'Neill would eat it.
Yes, he would. So I've got to give the poinsettia to someone. Now, when I got there, of course, there's poinsettias everywhere. Everywhere you look is a poinsettia. And everyone who was at the American Legion for this dinner, all the families and all the people who nominated, they all got poinsettias. But I was given strict instructions because I was like one of the last to leave. And Kelsey said, I have to go set up for another event. I was given specific instructions.
What event? What time was this
Apparently
dinner?
It was bowling. Last night, Rob ran bowling.
What kind of setup needs for you need for bowling?
I don't know. Maybe she had something.
Is she
else
setting
to
up
do.
The pins? Is it like one of those bowling lanes that doesn't have like an automatic?
These are all good questions. These are all good questions.
I thought so.
That I do not have the answer for.
By the way, poinsettia or poinsettia, either works.
Interchangeable. Ben, your vote. What do you say?
Poinsettia.
Welcome, by the way. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, did you? Oh, I'll talk to you later about that. I'm like, oh boy. Okay, so Kelsey says I've been given specific instructions to give you about the poinsettias. I go, well, what? What is it? What could it possibly? She goes, well, everybody gets one. I go, okay, good. Well, no problem. I'll just make sure everybody gets
one. Easy enough, yeah.
She goes, but there are four poinsettias in this room that have to make it back to the radio station. They're special. I go, what do you mean?
They have, like, marijuana on it?
She says, well, do you see those over there? I go, you mean the poinsettias that are surrounded by poinsettias? She says, yes. She says, those have to return. They cannot be taken. And I said, well, why are they here? She says, because they're special.
I'm like, well, I don't know what that means.
She goes, you notice two of those four are blue poinsettias.
Which I had never seen a blue poinsettia until you brought it in.
Yeah. Nor had I. But that's part of the reason.
Are we sure it's a poinsettia?
Yes.
Okay.
And, she goes, not only are they blue, but they have sparklies on them. I go, they do? Yeah, like...
They're stripper poinsettias.
It looks like... Yes. Stripper settas. It's like they have glitter on them somehow. And I don't know if they added the glitter later or they were like a hybrid glitter poinsettia?
Made it with a prostitute.
The extent of my knowledge of poinsettias was all gained yesterday. And then the other two, which are red, also are glitter settas. And I go, she goes, yeah, those are exclusive property of Marcus, and they need to come back. And
ooh.
I go, so why are they here, though? Well, because they're special.
I don't know what that means.
So you mean to tell me, last I checked, poinsettias don't like to be traveled, buckled into the front seat of the car and travel from place to place. So usually you put them and they look nice. And then you don't, like, transport them. Well, apparently they were there because we wanted to show off the special poinsettias, but they were part of the landscape of the landscaping. So I leave. My wife has the blue poinsettia. No, she has the red ones with the glitter. I have the blue ones with the glitter.
What the hell are we doing with these? Now I'm curious.
I have to
Not curious
them,
enough
to
like
back to
find
Marcus.
Out.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't know if cold damages them, because two are in my car right now, because I could only bring two up to the radio station, excuse me, for the start of the show. So they're in my car. I hope they're fine. I don't know if they are, though, because It seems like the ones that I brought up, the blue ones, which are just outside the door, they look a little wilty right now. They looked a hell of a lot better yesterday. Which
they're considered like the winter flower, though, aren't they?
They're synonymous with the holidays, but I don't know if it's only an indoor thing. If they might be fragile. I don't know. Like I said, I'm learning all on the fly about these poinsettias.
Oddly enough, do poinsettias like cold weather is one of the top ones. They do not like being placed the heat, but they are okay with bring them home in cold weather. Make sure to bring them right home. So, yeah, they won't be flowers by the time you get back down there. You did a lot more than I would have. I would have just...
Well, why did they risk it by
forgotten?
Because I can't...
I would have probably thrown them away.
I know you would have, but you're not really into building bridges. You're into destroying. Bridge blower upper.
No. Yeah.
So, and then while we're carrying them into the car, my wife is putting her red ones in the back of our vehicle, and one of the main branches is busted. And I go,
no.
What happened here? She goes, I don't know. I go, what? She goes, it was like that. Wait a minute. You just said you don't know. And then you said you don't like you. And then you said that it was like that. How do you know? She goes, well, I wasn't sure. Well, so you could have busted this thing. I go, but he's going to flip. From what I understand, he's extremely protective of these poinsettias. And how am I going to, she goes, well, I just stuffed it back in the dirt. So it broke, and then she just took it and just jammed it in the dirt.
It's going to be like a black stem by the time you get down there.
So I don't know. I hope it's okay. Let me ask you
this. You care too much.
So,
I already ate one of those.
Good. I'm glad you did, because I brought this up. In the our kitchen area, there you have in the green room, they have like a box from the Bissell Pet Foundation. Now, the box that it was on was the everything is free here table.
Yes. And if you put anything on that table, it's fair game. Doesn't matter what it is.
Every workplace has that. And now it says,
if Jackie from Hot FM put her baby on there, I would take it.
Yes.
Free game.
And so the box said, to our friends at Cumulus from the Bissell Pet Foundation. And so, so I took like 6, 7, 8 of them and brought them home. And then I ate 2 of these. Now, what you have here is wrapped in plastic. It looks like a homemade protein bar. So you have like steel-cut oatmeal, cranberries, sunflower seeds, and raisins held together by some type of honey, sugar, molasses deal.
It's delicious.
It is very good.
You've had them. Okay.
I had 2. And so, but then I got to thinking, because I brought them home and my wife and Ernie, they go, What is this? And I go, what do you mean? And they go, is this for pets? They said, is this a pet treat? And I said, I don't think so. I go, well, if it is, they're great. I ate 2.
They're not for pets. Why would they bring in pet food to a radio station?
Right.
And like a whole bunch of them.
I explained to them, but they said, you better check. You better make sure that this is not pet food.
That's dumb.
That's what I thought. I go try one. I go,
to our friends at Cumulus, why would they bring in pet food?
Right. Yeah, for to be consumed by dogs. So, I don't know.
I don't even know if dogs are allowed to eat sunflowers, sunflower seeds.
I know they're not allowed to eat poinsettias. Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
So it was last week that this story was going around. Now, I'm going to play it for you. We didn't actually get into it. I was going to, but it's worth it now because there's a heck of a lot more to the story. This woman you'll hear is not happy that there was video of the incident.
Couponing mom says she was attacked inside of a Kroger.
Now, Kroger confirms they caught the checkout meltdown on camera. WREG's Troy Washington talked to the woman who claims it all could have been avoided. Troy, what are police doing about this?
Well, police are investigating at this hour. No arrests have been made. Now, the couponing mother describes the man as being an older gentleman, around 6'4", nearly 300 pounds. She says since that incident, she hasn't stepped foot inside of another store.
He grabbed the back of my hair and my bun and everything, and he just grabbed a hold of it, and he pulled me back and then smashed straight down into the cart.
She looks hit, by the way.
Before midnight, Wilson says she was trying to get rid of some coupons before they expired.
By the way, it's coupons. Quit saying coupons.
She got far more than she bargained for, an experience that left her not only bruised, but mentally scarred.
Scanning of the first transaction, I went to hand her the coupons, and one of them beeped, and I started to say, well, I'll just take those toothbrushes off. And then he just shouted out, come on now, nobody has time for this. You know, there's other people back here, too.
She says he got upset that she was holding up the line. She admits she did go back and forth with the man before things got physical. Wilson says that's when things boiled over. She posted this video on Facebook detailing the alleged attack.
And I'll probably never walk into another Kroger.
Here you can see her cart knocked over in one picture.
Okay, now, no, not the whole video wasn't shown at this point. Right now, based on what you hear, all you have is annoying woman. That's annoying woman with coupons, and guy who's impatient behind her. And based on what she says, then he just starts beating her. That's what she said.
Yes.
She claims the result of the violent checkout meltdown.
I stood up and I went up in his face and I said, "You need to."
Wilson says that's when the man took off out the door, leaving all of his items behind.
WREG reached out to Kroger. In a statement, they said they are saddened by the incident. Kroger says it will work with police to resolve the situation between two customers. Wilson believes all of it could have been avoided.
15, 20 minutes of harassment before the physical attack, it could have easily been prevented.
Well, okay. Now you think, if this is, well, first of all, he should never have attacked her. This is not what happened. Like a day goes by, and the TV station says, now, detail shows what really happened.
Don't you love that?
Yes. What had happened was, what you see is him standing behind her, and he's saying something, but he's just standing there. She is agitated. She finishes her transaction. She's got a Red Bull right there on the spot where you, like, would write a checkout.
Right.
There's, like, a little that little piece of wood platform next to the card scanner. She, in an attempt to make it seem like, oops, sorry, I just spilled my drink, she grabs the Red Bull, and in a clear throwing motion, it's so obvious, throws the contents of the Red Bull onto him. I mean, just chucks the drink at him. And then she goes, she actually said, according to the story, the follow-up story, which I don't have here, they actually said that she said, oops, sorry. So she dumps the drink on the guy.
And
then he grabbed her. Still wrong. But she assaulted him first. And that, sorry to say, that is assault. She threw a drink on the guy.
Yeah. Well, what was he supposed to, I mean, he shouldn't, like, you know.
No, he should not. He shouldn't have. He should have just stood there and said, okay, and then, you know, did whatever he wanted to do. I don't know what you do. Nothing, yell at her, whatever. But I don't know.
Oh, definitely yell at her.
I know you don't attack her, but it's just remarkable how she goes to the TV news station and says, this is what happened, when that isn't what happened.
Isn't it always like this? It's always like this. Somebody reaches out to the news stations.
And then they end up.
And then the actual story comes out, kind of like with the fat shaming Santa. They reached out to them. It was not like the news station, you know.
Yes. Yeah. It went. I guess consider the source. I mean, make sure that you look and that you take a look at it. Is that audio from the follow up story?
This is the follow up story. Yeah.
I like how the TV station is like when they're covering it. It might even have been a different TV station that did it. When they're, God, this mouse is really killing me right now. Why is this doing this? Can you boost that big time? I can't get the mouse to go. And I want to follow up on this. Okay, here we go.
New information at 5. We are getting our first look at surveillance video of an attack at a Kroger checkout line in East Memphis. And it tells a slightly different story than the one the alleged victim told us yesterday.
Yeah, she says a man behind her attacked her because her coupon transaction was just taking too long.
But WREG's Nina Harrelson uncovered that is not the whole story.
Newly released video from MPD shows the alleged attack at the Poplar Plaza Kroger that Megan Wilson told us began when she accidentally spilled her drink on a man in line behind her.
When I turned to walk away, my drink or my hand hit the little thing and it spilled on him.
Not true.
Yeah.
That is a lie because I have eyes and I saw it.
And I said, oh, my bad. And I turned and...
Yeah, you said, oh, my bad.
Went to go grab my cart and he grabbed me by the back of the head and smashed my face into the cart.
Oh, yeah,
that kind of didn't happen either.
Yeah, he went after you. He's still wrong, but it didn't. The way she's describing it, I mean, she is embellishing the whole thing.
But that's not exactly what the video shows. Take a look. Wilson appears to purposely throw her drink on him before he lunges at her. But what happens next is still unclear because the video we were given doesn't show that angle.
Everything kind of went black for a minute, and when I came to, I was on the ground. So I stumbled to get up, and the floor was slippery because obviously when he hit me, my drink went everywhere.
Wilson, who you might call an extreme couponer.
I do carry a binder with a filing system in it.
Admits it took about 20 minutes for her to check out.
By the way, that's like a job. If you...
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Have you seen those show? I think it's called Extreme Couponing.
The money
I'm gonna start calling couponing just to...
The money they save is remarkable when I hear what they are at, but it's the amount of time that they spend is pretty substantial in order to
But at the same time, you're buying so much crap.
True.
You'd be better off just buying fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I just buy ingredients.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy the Hot Pockets.
I got 27 boxes of Cheez-Its.
Yeah, I know. They're
okay,
all,
cool.
They're all like pre-packaged, full of preservative foods. It's not like real food. It's basically garbage. Yeah.
Everything from hair care, body washes, and soaps to toilet paper. And
but this turned into a piece about how much she coupons.
Paper towels.
And says demand began
for meth? Because she'd be rolling in that.
Before the attack, because he was sick of waiting. Police say Wilson had a small scratch on her forehead and refused medical treatment. But she told us she has a possible cracked rib, a hip strain, bruises.
She's like, normally I'd get beaten like this at home.
And a knot on her head. Now she wants Kroger to step up and take action.
I want them to be aware and I want them to help keep their customers safe. And I want this man to pay for what he did. You know, justice.
In Memphis, Nina Harrelson, WREG, News Channel 3.
Now, that interview you just saw was from yesterday, and Nina says she reached out to Wilson today for comment after that video was released, but hasn't heard back. Meanwhile, police are still looking for the man in the video. They say he took off in a blue Ford F-150.
How stupid is
she? She, like, takes the energy drink and doesn't, obviously, she's lying, but she takes both hands and just flings it at him.
Oh, my God. It was so obvious. It was so obvious. Yes, the guy who did that should get in trouble. He assaulted her, I'm pretty sure. But so did she.
Yeah. I wonder if there's anyone who has like a really interesting or bad experience at a grocery store. Like one of these like customer-on-customer crimes. Might be early.
I was walking.
But I always like hearing those.
Well, you can start with me. When Jacqueline was very young, she had a temper tantrum at a JCPenney in Knoxville. And she's losing her mind, like hysterical. It would have killed you. And so it's killing me. And I go, well, we have to get out of the store. We have to leave the store because it was that bad. And I'm carrying her out of the store. And Jim's there, kind of happy-go-lucky. He's only 2, 3. And
no babies yet.
And yeah, he was only 16 away. You know, he was only 14 years away from being a father. And
he was looking up to you at that age and was like, man, I can't wait to do this.
Which, by the way, every time I see a picture of him when he's like 6, I'm like, God, it's hard to believe. At that age, he was only 11 years away from fatherhood. Love him dearly. And so Jackie is losing her mind. And we leave the store, as I think we needed to. There was a guy out there having a smoke. And she's screaming, and he turns over his shoulder, and then as I pass him, I hear, Jesus. That's what he said, and I go, I'm going to give the kid, Diana, and I turn around. I go, you got a problem?
And, how big was this guy?
He was a normal-sized guy.
Okay.
Now,
normal for you?
Here's the thing. I do not know how to fight. I wasn't going to throw a punch. I was screwed. If you act tough, oh my God, if you do not possess the ability to back it up, what happens when the guy goes,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do have a problem, which he did. And I went, I know it. You do. See you later.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. So I learned that was probably 28, 29, full of P&V. Tough guy, tough talker. Some habits just never die. So I just walked away like a bee. So if you've, what did you want them to do?
Again? Well, if anyone's ever had like a really bad customer on customer, or even a cashier, because sometimes cashiers get snippy if they're having a bad day.
Yeah, I was at just probably 3 months ago. I was at a grocery store, and I was smelling the fried chicken.
Either.
And I said, hey, I go, can I get some of that? And the guy goes, we're closed.
Oh, yeah, you told us about that.
And then he had his
even though it was right there.
Right. And he was like throwing it away. I go, hey, can I? And then he says, we're clean. He said it. And I said, yeah. I go, you know what? I think you have to work on that attitude. And he just looks at me and he goes, "Have a nice day, sir." And I go, "You're only hurting yourself." 800-785-1073. The highly effective Eric Zane Anonymity Protection Program. This is Jimbo. Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
Very well. What do you got?
Well, this happened to me yesterday, right after work. I went to a store, local store, and was at the checkout. And the gal in front of me had a bunch of stuff, so I'm giving her lots of room, you know, so she can put stuff on her belt. Well, when I got to the end, I put the little bar down, started putting my stuff on, and the gal behind me was hitting me with her cart in the heels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, oh, you know, okay, that was a mistake. Well, so then I only had like 10 things, and so I put my stuff down on there, put the next bar down. Well, she's trying to like put her stuff on the belt, but I'm still standing in front of the thing.
Okay.
She's like in this big hurry. She hits me in the heels again with her cart, this time harder and on purpose.
Oh.
And yeah.
How old was this gal?
Yeah, how old was she?
Oh, I'm going to guess 60 maybe.
She's
old gal.
Older lady.
So hag.
Oh yeah, she had the like cheetah coat on, you know, one of those type.
She thinks she's all fancy and stuff.
Yeah, like a Mimi. She was a Mimi. Anyway, the third time she whacked me in the heels, I've had enough, and I turned around and I shoved her cart back about 2 feet, and I said, "You hit me again with this cart, you're going to be wearing it, lady."
Oh my god!
Nice. Yes.
Are you serious?
Can't
you just nice.
Look on? Look on her face.
Oh.
She was ready to leave.
Now I want you to be honest.
She didn't hit me anymore.
I want you to be honest, because if you know it was her, but let's say she was with her very big, strong looking son, would you have done the same thing?
To tell you the truth, until I turned around and shoved her cart, I didn't even look at the person.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know what they looked like. I didn't know who it was. I was just tired of getting hit in the ankles.
All right. You know?
And the fact is, I'm still feeling it today. Both my ankles. I could feel it from the last
year. Gosh.
Yeah.
That's two things. Either she really did hit you hard, or you got to get in better shape. All right,
well, Merry Christmas to her, right?
All right, buddy. Thank you. 800-785-1073.
Depending on the mood I'm in, it would range from dude to what the F are you doing?
Yeah.
Pretty calm.
Yeah.
And if they got snippy with me, then I would start yelling. But it would take...
I think if I was 28, Eric, yes, I would have done that. Nowadays, I would just either ignore it or say, "Hey, can you not do that?"
If they're hitting me with their cart, like I said, dude, to what the F are you doing?
Yeah, the only thing that would get me is whether or not if they didn't know they were actually doing it, I would just have to assume that if I was going to be that forward about it.
I usually do like that look back.
Right. The look back is strong.
I'm right here. And if they do it again, then it's on.
Hey, in the next segment, the latest struggling sports television host who's using a fake Twitter account to say nice things about himself will tell you who it is at 6:34. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBO.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you liked it, check out the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.